Now time for locker room chat with Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp after a pair of games from this past week, both unfortunately resulting in losses. We start off, Coach, with your guys' 80-48 loss against Blue Valley Randolph last Friday. And, Coach, you told me they made 7 three-pointers in the first quarter.
Yeah, they came out. I think they were 7-7 in the first quarter. It seems like everybody we play comes out and is lights out from the field in the first quarter, and we get ourselves in a hole, and we just have trouble getting out of that hole.
Yeah, and then you kind of, like you said, the same thing happened on Tuesday night as you guys trailed 18-3 after the first quarter and shot 0-10 from beyond the arc. And we kind of talked about this before we came on the air and said, if you don't bring your best every single game, every single quarter, it's tough to get wins in this league.
Absolutely. This is a tough league. And even on the bottom half of the league, you still got to show up every night. And it's just something. I thought our shot selection wasn't quite as good last night as it has been, and we missed shots and they made shots. And then I think we played them even pretty much the rest of that game, but that first quarter is just a killer, and it has been all year for us.
And Kaysen, he had himself a heck of a game. I had him with 16 points, and he was the only player to finish with double-digit figures last night. Had Race Fisher with 6 as well. So he is really starting to come on. He's been making catches at the high post and making those little 15-foot jumpers. What makes his game so effective, getting in open space and making down those jumpers?
I think Kaysen just understands what he can do and where he can do it out on the floor. He's got a pretty high basketball IQ, and he takes advantage of that. And D. West didn't guard him at the high post, and he kept knocking that shot down. He's capable of stepping out beyond the arc, too, and knocking that shot down. So he's coming along. We've got a couple freshmen who've played pretty well this year, so we got some young guys that are moving in the right direction.
So coming up this week, you guys will be taking on Clifton Clyde on the road on Friday night, and then you'll finish up your week on Tuesday with a home game against Frankfort, which is a team that you guys have beaten in the past. Not this year, but last year you guys were able to beat them in overtime on the road. But kind of talking about this Clifton Clyde team, they were phenomenal last night against Hanover. They destroyed the Wildcats and are now sitting atop the league by themselves. And, Coach, this is a really, really good team that shoots really well.
Yeah, they're a really athletic team, really long team. Then again, it goes back to there's just really not a night off in this league. So, and we travel out there, so they'll be amped up, ready on their home floor. So we'll have to come ready to play.
That is for sure. And then you guys will wrap up your season next week with a home game against NEK Homeschool and then 2 road games that will be at Valley Heights and at Troy. So this game on Friday will actually be, or actually next Tuesday, excuse me, will be your final home game in league play. But kind of looking at the standings for Substate, you guys are 1-14 on the year. You guys are tied with Northern Heights. And according to Keisha, they currently have the tiebreaker with whatever that is. But what are you looking at in this final stretch of the regular season to possibly improve your standing in the Substate standings?
I think the biggest thing for us is just trying to figure out how to come out in that first quarter. We tend to play pretty well after that first quarter, and we've played most teams even after that. But we've got to come out in that first quarter and not spot the other team 20 points.
You know, start strong and stay strong, the key for the rest of the year for you guys. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck this week.
All right, thank you.
That was Onega Boys head basketball coach Jason Claycamp here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.